Well, today we will look at another character trait of a good soldier of Christ. So let us read 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, verses 11 through 13. The saying is trustworthy, for we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure with him, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things and charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. But avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene among them. And Philetus, who has swerved from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already happened. They are upsetting the faith of some. But God's firm foundation stands bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Heavenly Father, most gracious and wonderful God, we thank you for this beautiful day. And we thank you for this opportunity to preach your word. We pray that it will go forth in a manner that is pleasing to you and acceptable to all that are here today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. As soldiers of Christ, we must continue to improve our battlefield training and maximize our effectiveness on the battlefield, because guess what? The enemy is improving. The enemy is figuring out other ways to get to you. He already knows you. He knows your weaknesses and strengths. So as soldiers, again, we must improve our battlefield training and maximize our effectiveness on the battlefield so that we do not lose our motivation, our faith, our focus, our love for God and for Jesus Christ. Like many good soldiers, Timothy has been on the battlefield for quite some time. And to know that his mentor has fought the good fight of faith will no longer be with him, would no longer be there to guide and instruct him, to know that the road ahead would be filled with persecution and death. Paul encourages him to endure as a good soldier of Christ. No one knows how long a battle is going to be. Paul is encouraging his beloved child to endure as a good soldier of Christ, to maintain the skill set that has been proven to be beneficial for him. Therefore, get up, my beloved child. Get up. Fan into flame the gift which God has given you through the laying on of my hands. And go out, therefore, and make what? Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and also teaching them. Well, in this scripture, I kind of stuck on number 11. It says, the saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Paul uses this phraseology about four other times besides in this particular scripture. And two times he uses two other words, deserving and full of acceptance. So not only the saying is trustworthy, but the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. So what makes a saying trustworthy? Y'all have heard this saying, don't judge a book by its cover. This had to be tested repeatedly or proven by somebody to come up with this saying. Don't judge a book by its cover. To conclude that you should not prejudge the worth or value of something or someone by its outward appearance. You've heard of this one. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This one had to be tested too. To conclude that it's easier to stop something from happening in the first place than to repair the damage later. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Of course, someone had to test this one out too. To conclude that if children are not physically punished when they do wrong, their physical development or personal development will suffer. Look, Proverbs 13:24. Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. As I was showing you here, there were four other places. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17, 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 7, and these other two. I'm going to look at a few of these. I'm not going to look at all of them. Just to see why Paul would say what he said. The saying is trustworthy. Now, some of these sayings were before or are in 1 Timothy, and now he's in. So Timothy's heard this phraseology, the saying is trustworthy. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That had to be proven. So somewhere along Paul's life, that saying was proven to him, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So this is being passed down to us. We have to accept that. This is a trustworthy saying. This is a saying worthy of trust. If we don't know now that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, now we do. God so loved the world, right? That he gave his only begotten son. So Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This is the foundation of our eternal salvation in the free grace of God. In 1 Timothy 4, 7 through 9, have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way. Why? As it holds promise. What's the promise? For the present life and also for the life to come. So, if we are doing godliness, right, we have a promise for this life that we're living in and the life to come. Be more committed to spiritual fitness than physical fitness. We are to train ourselves for godliness because it affirms a double blessedness. And that double blessedness is present life, which is the blessings of time, and a promise for the life to come, the blessings of eternity. That's our promise. Godliness yields dividends now and later. Therefore, we must recognize that achieving godliness takes discipline, and we must persevere in the pursuit of godliness by engaging in conversations that deepen our relationship with Christ. If you out there getting 8 hours of physical fitness and 1 hour of spiritual, that's not a good balance. Physical fitness is good. Bodily training is good in some ways. But godliness is valued in every way. So we must get more spiritually fit than we are physically fit. The saying is trustworthy in verse 8. And I want you to insist on these things, Timothy, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. So we are saved for, not by, good works. We are saved for, not by, good works. Jesus died upon the cross. That wasn't because we were cleaning the church. It wasn't because we were preaching. It wasn't because we were teaching. It wasn't because you helped a person across the street. It wasn't any of those things. He died because of our sins. So we are saved for good works, or we are saved to do good works. We are not saved because we did some good works. We are to continually prove the reality of your relationship with Christ by our behavior and actively seek to practice good works while abandoning confidence in our own self. Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities. To be ready for every good work. So as leaders, that's what we are to do. We are to ask. And guess what you are to do? You're supposed to be ready. Well, you're supposed to be submissive, or we are supposed to be submissive to rulers and authorities, people above us, to be obedient. Okay, I'll do that. Thank you. and to be ready for every good work. Man, I got to do all that. I just thought I was supposed to come to church, hear the word of God, go back home and read the Bible, and no. We got to do much more than that. And I'm not saying anything to you that I haven't thought myself, that I haven't done myself, because I've been there. I've sat in the pew. Okay, God, I said I was going to give you one Sunday a month. Boom. I gave that one Sunday. I'm done. This is a great scripture to actually read, isn't it? Remind them to be submissive. That is a hard thing to do, to submit to rulers and authorities. Oh, man. Well, suppose that person is younger than me. To be obedient, to be ready for every good work. That's what we are required to do. And in this saying, we have the saying is trustworthy, for if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign. By our dying to sin, as he died for us. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. That's like if, when we know that Jesus Christ has died on the cross for our sins, we've died. If we accept that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, we've died with him. To know that you have a God that loves you so much that whatever you do wrong, if you can just come back and say, I apologize, I'm sorry, would you forgive me? So the same thing applies to us. We must be secure in knowing that God loves us, that he will continue to love us, even through our faults, even through our mistakes, even through our sins, he will continue to love. That's security. So as a leader then, we must be secure. Now we are said to be dead with Christ in two ways. By our dying to sin, as he died for sin, and by our suffering and testimony for the truth. We do suffer every once, looking for the truth. At the same time, we also live with him in two ways, just as we died with him in two ways. We live with him in two ways by a rising again to a new life. As soon as you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's a new life. And we also rise in glory in that afterlife. This trustworthy statement moves from comfort to challenge back to comfort. The saying is trustworthy. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. There's the comfort, just to know that. If we endure, we will also reign with him. There's the comfort. If we can instill that in our hearts, minds, and soul, that right there, there's nothing that we wouldn't do for Jesus. Now, here's a challenge. If we deny him, he also will deny us. So the challenge is not to deny Christ, because the world is teaching us to deny him. He's not real. Why do you believe him? He's not who he say he is. So among friends, we have to stand firm, because the first thing we'd want to do is we don't want to cause any trouble. We want to make sure we remain friends with those people that may think differently than we do. I've done it. But if we deny him, just know, if you deny him, he will also deny us. However, he will also give you a chance to do what? Come on back home, right? Come on back home. He did that for Peter, right? Denied him three times. I don't know that man. But Peter was thinking about his own life, wasn't he? Now, who hasn't thought about their own life? Now, here's the comfort again. If we are faithless, without faith, he remains faithful. Even when our faith has decreased or we were without it, he is going to remain faithful. His promises are still going to be there. For he cannot deny himself. It demonstrates the nature of the life of which the chosen people of God are called to die with Christ. We are chosen to die with Christ. We are ordained to die with Christ with the promise that if we have died with him, we will also live with him. We must inscribe these trustworthy sayings on our hearts so that we can feel free from the risk and the threat of change for the worse. Another character of a good soldier is he is secure. He is secure. The Apostle Paul, in closing, proved these sayings trustworthy during ancient times, and they are still trustworthy of all acceptance today. Not one word will fall to the ground. So I encourage you today to treasure up these faithful sayings. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Godliness is of value in every way. That we are saved for works, not by good works. And we are ordained to death with Christ. Let these sayings just be etched in our hearts. Guide, be guides of your life, your comfort, and your instruction. Engrave them on your hearts and minds. So, these are the ones we talked about: strong, single-minded, strict, and secure. Just a few characters of a good soldier of Christ. Let us close in prayer. Heavenly Father, most gracious and wonderful God, we thank you for this day. We pray your blessings upon this message, and we just pray, dear God, that it went forth in a manner that is pleasing to you, and that it touched the hearts, minds, and soul of all that are here. We pray, dear God, that it would have some everlasting effects on all of us, that we may carry it throughout our lives, throughout the individuals that we may come in contact with throughout our days. We pray this in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. If there is anyone here that...